again, for media members in the lounge, hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. Well, welcome onto the call, the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A very impressive performance for your team on Saturday as you beat a really good New Hampshire team, 16-10. What impressed you with the way your team played?
Well, I was most pleased with just how we rebounded and how we responded. that week of preparation was very difficult, and we came off a tough road loss the week before and dealt with some adversity. And I really thought that our guys were really focused all week long and practiced with great purpose. And I thought we played with as much passion and as much physicality as this team this year has played with. And so I was really excited about that. We had a great crowd. New Hampshire is a really solid, complete team. Really good in all three phases, well-coached, physical. And I felt like we really had an edge in terms of our guys being able to execute and perform. And when it was all said and done, we made just enough plays to secure the victory.
Yeah, media question, Keith. You'll get that for us, Tamika.
You have a question from John O'Connor with the Richmond Times.
Morning, Coach Rocco. In retrospect, those previous two games against Richmond felt different to you or not any different than any other game?
Well, I think that this year's game is separate from the last two. I just kind of looking at the roster. There's, you know, Russ has got a really talented young roster. They got a lot of, you know, redshirt sophomores, redshirt freshmen that are contributing at a high level. There isn't quite the same amount of familiarity. And then obviously the biggest thing in coaching is just the relationships you have with the people, you know. So when Richmond came up here in 2017, I mean, all those players, you know, were guys that we had relationships with, and those are really significant. You know, as time goes on, you know, it's different. There are some seniors in their program that we recruited, and I got great respect for those student athletes and everything that Richmond is. So, but it does feel a little different, John, to be honest with you. It's you know, this is such an important standalone game here that the backstory, I don't think, is nearly as significant as it might have been a couple years ago. This is a game both teams really need to win to remain relevant moving forward in the CAA.
Hey, if I could follow up by asking, 3 years removed, how about just a brief summation of your 5 years at Richmond, looking back now?
Well, I mean, it was just a great experience. It was a great opportunity. I think that, you know, the support we got there was really good. I think the fan base was very supportive. And I really felt that we were able to recruit real quality student athletes and families, you know, into our program. So we got on a little bit of a roll, and a good part of that is, you know, we had a really good quarterback in Kyle LaLetta. And it offered, you know, some real experiences for all of us that were there together. And John, you and I, as we have communicated over the years, and you recognize the significance in my career of, you know, moving into the playoffs and into the postseason. And, you know, we were able to do that three consecutive years. And then, obviously, Kyle LaLetta was a really, really big part of that. So we had some experiences there that were life-changing for me and really helped me professionally. And I'm referencing my time at Richmond all the time here with my players at Delaware, the lessons learned, the thing I've understood about this conference, and the significance of each and every week. So it was a great time for my wife and I, and we certainly have fond memories of our time and experiences at UR.
Thanks very much, Coach Rocco.
John, I hope you're well. Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Mandia with the Daily News.
Hey, Danny, just kind of wondering how you address this with your
team. Ask me again. I'm sorry. I didn't quite how I address what with the team?
Just like you guys are one of the, five or six CAA teams in the middle of the pack where they could have their season go either way, depending on wins, losses. You're in that critical point where you could start, I guess, looking ahead towards trying to secure a playoff berth. How do you bring it up with your team? Do you still try to take it one week at a time, or what do you talk about the big picture?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, and I don't know if I have the perfect answer. I try to be as consistent as I can be from week to week, you know, and one of the things I've been in the habit of doing is during my, you know, beginning of the week team meeting when I introduced the opponent, which I did do last night, I just post the conference standings. You know, so like, you know, there's weeks where you look really good, there's weeks you don't look nearly as good, but it's just a reality check. This is kind of where we're at. This is where how the league stacked up. This is this week's schedule in the league, and I don't spend a ton of time on it all, but you know, these young people are bright and they're smart, and they recognize, you know, how tight it is right now within this league, and it's extraordinary as you look at the scores from week to week and the games left to be played, and then, you know, that allows you to get right back to, okay, now what we have to do is, you know, focus here on Richmond and focus on this week's game. And I really felt that, you know, last week we really were able to capture our team's focus. We played with great energy, great intensity. I just want to see us add to that this week, a better execution. And, you know, that's what you're going to need to be able to do to remain relevant here heading into late October and then into November.
Got it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Danny, I thought Saturday your team was tremendous defensively. You hold New Hampshire to 251 yards, and the only points they score are after turnovers. What were you able to do so effectively against them?
Well, you know, simply as it might sound, we tackled really well, you know, and we really thought their two running backs, really three running backs, were really, really good backs, you know, and there's always that concern that you are fitting plays correctly and your numbers are right on defense and your leverage is good on defense, but you just aren't getting them on the ground. And we tackled well. And I think that was the single biggest thing. So most of the runs that were kind of blocked for four or five or five or six, it's kind of where they ended more times than not. And, you know, had fewer long, big chunks. They had a couple big catches earlier in the game that weren't really for scores, but for pretty big chunks of yards. But after that, they really had to earn the yardage they got. That allowed us to keep their point production down. And then on the last drive of the game, you know, they may have thrown the check down three or four times on that last drive, and they advanced the ball to the point where they could throw it in the end zone, but we just never really let them over our heads or in behind us. So tackling well, I would say, and then keeping everything inside and in front allowed us to keep their point production down.
And then just flipping sides of the ball to your offense, you were able to really get your running game going. Both Deshaun Lee and Will Knight over 100 yards in that game against what's been a very tough New Hampshire defense, number one in points allowed. What was the difference in being able to get that run game going this week?
Well, we made a pretty full commitment to it. You know, when Nolan Henderson got hurt a week ago, we wanted to take a step back and revisit the best way for us to move forward, you know, and we made a decision to run the ball a little more frequently, use a few different personnel groupings that allowed us to have a little more of a physical presence, and be a little more patient in those moments. And we did that, and then our O-line played well. And then those two runners are good runners. They're both very good, very capable, very interchangeable. And that is really, I think, the neat thing as the season's going on. Will Knight's just gaining a better and better understanding of the entire offense and the pass protections and the pass route concepts and things like that. So they are really becoming more and more interchangeable.
All right, Danny, thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Thank you.